Chuck Berry is very famous for, among other things, showing up at any of his concerts without a band. He would make the promoter for the concert that he was playing furnish the band, because every rock band knows the same three chords in every Chuck Berry song. So Chuck figures, why should I hire a band? Just every band can play my songs. He did a show at the Palladium, which is a famous theater in Hollywood, California. And his band consisted of Keith Richards on guitar, Jim Gordon on drums, who used to play with Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes, and Carl Radle playing bass, who also played with Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes. I happened to be on the side of the stage. After about 1.5 songs, Chuck Berry decides to stop playing. Everybody stops. He looks around, and he goes over to Keith and whispers something in Keith's ear, and Keith unplugs his guitar and walks off the stage. Chuck Berry literally kicked Keith Richards off the stage. Supposedly, he didn't know who Keith was, and supposedly, as the story goes, he thought that whoever it was playing too loud. So Chuck Berry decided, I'm going to throw this guy with the hat off the stage. And it was Keith Richards. The irony is that Chuck Berry made a ton of money. Always made a ton of money, but Chuck Berry made a lot of money from the Rolling Stones doing Chuck Berry songs, certainly in the beginning of their career. And Chuck Berry was also one of Keith Richards' big idols. So you could see the look on Keith's face here. He knows something's up, and he didn't know he was about to get thrown off the stage. But he did get thrown off the stage. It's kind of a famous story, and I don't think anyone else was there to photograph it. I've never seen anyone else's photographs from that night other than mine.